Joe Palca reporting. After Russia's ambassador to Lebanon said Russian forces would shoot down any missiles fired at Syria, U.S. President Donald Trump said today that Russia should be ready, quote, because they will be coming. He tweeted this morning, you shouldn't be partners with a gas-killing animal who kills his people and enjoys it. Russia responded by saying U.S. missiles should target terrorists, not the legitimate government of Syria. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov also said Wednesday all parties involved in Syria should refrain from actions that could destabilize the region. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, derided Moscow for not backing the U.S.-drafted resolution to create a commission to investigate.
History will record that on this day, Russia chose protecting a monster over the lives of the Syrian people.
Both Syria and Russia have denied the allegations. An Algeria military transport plane carrying soldiers crashed today, killing at least 257 people. Officials said the plane went down near the Boufarik Air Base, about 25 kilometers southwest of the capital of Algiers, shortly after taking off. The dead include 247 passengers and 10 crew members. Most of the victims were soldiers and their relatives. This just in, the United States Speaker of the House of Representatives, Paul Ryan, has chosen not to seek re-election in this year's midterm elections that are due in November. Media outlets are reporting that Speaker Ryan will make the announcement at 10 o'clock in the morning Washington time. That's just about an hour from right now. He represents the first district from the Midwestern state of Wisconsin. Once again, the United States Speaker of the House of Representatives, Paul Ryan, has chosen not to seek re-election. This is VOA News. The United Nations says it hopes the Democratic Republic of Congo will attend a donor